Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of bir chametz. And interestingly enough, there's a case of bir chametz which many people do not necessarily think about or are aware of. That's the question of matzah. We buy our shmurah matzah, so a person buys a machine and shmurah matzah. Very rarely is there a problem. The machine processes it in such a way that very rarely there's going to be a problem that the matzah wasn't baked properly. However, when you're dealing with hand shmura matzah, there are scenarios where the matzah will do something which will cause it to actually have a din of chametz, because all matzah is really is flour and water, which has been processed in such a way to prevent, hopefully to prevent it from rising to the point of becoming chametz. So we know that for something to become chametz, it takes 18 minutes. 18 minutes is the time it takes for the dough to rise and to become chametz. There are other simanim which the Gemara gives. If we're not sure how much time it took, we can look at it and see if it reached those simanim or not. But that halacha is of 18 minutes is only when we're talking about room temperature. As the temperature of the dough increases, the process of chametz can go much more quickly. And the most dangerous moment is when it's in the oven. It's actually in the oven. At that point in time, the dough is extremely hot, but it's also baking and preventing the chametz. So if something's going to happen in the baking process which will prevent it from baking thoroughly, we have to be concerned that if it did not bake thoroughly, nothing stopped the chametz process, and even though it was only a short time, at that heat, it could become these chametz very quickly. So the halacha gives two examples of that, or actually gives more than two examples, but two examples which might make it into your box. One of them is what's known as a kofel. If the dough folded over on itself inside of the oven, which can happen, so in between, in that airspace in between is not baking as quickly as the rest of the matzah because it's being blocked by the two layers of matzah. So while that is happening, it's very possible that the dough inside rose and became chametz before it finished baking. So in the case where a person has a matzah which would have a fold which goes all the way down and touches itself, so the matzah folds over and touches itself, the halacha is that area is considered chametz. We have to remove it from the matzah, and also another inch and all sides have to be removed. Another example which the halacha gives is something known as a nefucha. Now our matzah is very thin, and that's very rare that this should happen. But if you can picture a thicker layer of dough, so it's possible that there's an air bubble inside of the thickness of the dough, and it puffs up inside, so you have a layer on top and a layer on bottom. We sometimes have, all of our matzahs come with little air bubbles. That's not what we're talking about. Those just have a very, very thin crust on top of them, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a thicker, if you have thicker matzah, and it would you get a bubble inside. So again, that dough, because it's sort of not baking all the way through because there's the air in the middle, it might become chametz before it finishes baking. There's a third scenario, is if one matzah ends up, as it's baking, lying on top of another matzah, and the same idea of the problem, it's going to prevent the heat from getting to it quickly enough to prevent chametz starting. So in all those scenarios, this matzah is going to be problematic. And the fourth scenario is a matzah which comes out and it doesn't look like it's fully baked. Halacha says matzah has to be baked on both sides. It has to look baked on both sides. Our matzahs, because they're thin, it's enough to look clearly baked on one side. Even though on the other side it looks white, that's not a problem. But going back to the first case of a kofel, so a person should check his matzahs, the hand matzahs that he received, even though the mashgiach checks to make sure that no kofels make it into your box. It's possible sometimes at the edge of the matzah something got folded over and the mashgiach missed it. So a person really should check through their boxes of hand matzah to see if there are any kofels or nefuchas, any case where you have this large bubble in the middle, and he should discard them. If actually they have a din of chametz and a person would find them on Pesach, a person would have to burn them. Included in the question which we had before, since it belongs to the goy, that part of the matzah actually belongs to the goy. Now, last thing we want to talk about in the case of a kofel, sometimes you'll find that in the rolling process itself, they sort of roll one piece of dough, sort of rolls over another piece of dough, and it looks like a double layer. But since that happened in the rolling process and it was rolled into itself, it becomes one, and a person puts it into the oven, that will burn fine, and that's not considered a real kafel in halacha. There is a minhag to remove it. You do not have to burn it. There is a minhag to remove it, and preferably a person should not eat it lechatchila. But this din of having a din of chometz only is a bona fide kafel where it folded over during the baking process. So this is something else a person has to be aware of when we're talking about the din of birach chometz. A person should check through their matzahs and remove and discard any such matzahs plus an area of an inch around them, and that should be burnt together with the chometz and our Pesach. And during Pesach, if he finds it, we get involved in the discussion which we spoke of before, whether you're able to burn them because they do belong to the goy, based on the language of the shtar. Have a good day.